Deceptive business practices at Enron, Merrill Lynch, and WorldCom have undermined public confidence in large corporations. So it's refreshing to hear about a big company that's lived up to a verbal promise it made 6 decades ago. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
There's a subdued professional mood on the sixth floor of the Eli Lilly Clinic in downtown Indianapolis. A waning afternoon light settles over the waiting room. Doctors talk in hushed tones and tread quietly in soft-soled shoes. In a small examining room tucked away from the waiting area, Dr. Chuck Benson bends forward and peers closely at Nellie Parker's gnarled fingers.
How about your other one?
It's okay.
That one looks much better.
Yeah.
At 97 years old, Parker is spry. She still doesn't need glasses, but she admits her hearing isn't what it used to be. For more than half a century, Parker has been coming to the Lilly Clinic for her health care. Every checkup, prescription, specialist, even surgeries are provided free of charge by Eli Lilly. It's all part of a pledge made to Parker and others by the drug giant about 60 years ago.
Grab my hand. Squeeze. Well, that feels great. Okay. Good. Yeah, absolutely.
Parker thinks she was about 40 years old when she first started receiving free health care from Lilly. She was a housekeeper working out of several homes in the Indianapolis area when her health began to deteriorate.
You know, honey, at that time I was sick, really sick. So I couldn't walk, talk, hear, see anything. And I would fall out and pass out.
Doctors discovered Parker suffers from pernicious anemia, which means her body has a deficiency of vitamin B12. If left untreated, the condition can be fatal. Parker says the medicine doctors prescribed didn't work, and she ended up in the hospital.
Then two doctors come from Lilly's. They talked to me and said they didn't think I was getting the right treatment, and they was going to move me.
The doctors from Eli Lilly put Parker on new medication, which helped her. The pharmaceutical company had been working on a line of drugs to treat pernicious anemia for several years. The process was at a point where it needed to be tested on humans, and that's where Parker came in. She joined a group of about 200 volunteers to test doses of a new line of drugs for anemia. In exchange, they were promised a lifetime of free medical care by Eli Lilly. Thing is, there's no record of that agreement, says Dr. John Callahan, the director of the Lilly Clinic.
We had been told that this was a commitment that was made to them by Mr. Lilly and some of the doctors back in the 40s. Whether or not there were any informed consent kinds of documents, we don't know today because we don't have those details. The only records that we really have are the word-of-mouth traditions that have been passed on from physician to physician and nurse to nurse.
Okay, Nellie, I'm going to put you in the lobby, and if you wait there, I'll come back and get you once I get my car.
For the past 23 years, Mary Vinson has been Parker's nurse at Lilly and her friend. Vinson often shuttles her elderly patient around, makes sure she's safe and has enough heat and food. Vinson says she believes the agreement was nothing more than a verbal commitment, one that was honored, even though Lilly stopped making the anemia medicine about 10 years ago.
It was like just taking it at face value, you know? I mean, if it was a handshake, it was a handshake. We're not going to call them liars, you know? They've done us a service, and hopefully we've done them a service.
It's difficult, if not impossible, to know how much Lilly spent providing lifelong health care for all the volunteers. For her part, Parker never asked about the cost, saying she didn't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. But there's no question Parker's grateful.
They were good to me, honey. They were really good. Look at me. If it hadn't been for Lilly's, I wouldn't have been here.
Only three of the more than 200 original volunteers are still receiving free health care from Lilly. The rest have died, are in nursing homes, or have moved away. Parker is the oldest volunteer. The other two are in their 80s. There's little question that Lilly will fulfill its obligation. But it's unlikely there will be another agreement of this kind. One made without lawyers or signed contracts. Just a promise made a long time ago and kept. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Indianapolis.